Live from the historic Fox Theater in downtown Detroit, Michigan, this is the APCS Democratic Debate. Welcome to our listeners tuning in from the United States and around the world. I'm Cody Anderson Cooper, Chief Print Correspondent. And now, please welcome your host, Winston Beauregard.
Thank you, Cody, and welcome everyone to Bonersode 16 for August 1st, 2019. Like any major debate, before we hear from our candidates, we first must thank our corporate masters. This Bonersode is brought to you by the Tentac Corporation. Thank you, Tentac, for paying me enough not to give a damn about reporting the truth. Okay, let's bring out our first candidate.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Marilyn?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I was just calling to make sure you're all ready for tonight's debate.
You mean on TV?
Yeah, you know, the Democratic debate.
Oh, yeah, we're probably not going to watch that.
Oh, you definitely need to tune in.
Why?
Well, it's part of the HOA requirements. Like, every resident has to tune in. You didn't get the...
Are you kidding me?
No, definitely not. You didn't get the newsletter that we sent out a few weeks ago?
I have no idea.
Oh, maybe you just tossed it out thinking it was junk or something. But yeah, you definitely need to tune in because, you know, we've already got it all set up. You know, we have the special microphones, you know, like aimed at everyone's house to, you know, to pick up the cheering and the chatter and all that.
All right. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I know you're laughing and everything, but it's no joking matter. You know, you got to participate in our democracy.
Okay. All right. I do. We do. But I wasn't aware that this was a mandatory thing.
You can opt out. Yeah, you can opt out and everything, but there's that $75 treason fee that we'll end up charging you.
No, really? Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's no joking matter. You keep laughing, but, you know, this is pretty serious. We've got the microphones, you know, aimed at your house. We're going to be picking up what you're talking about and, you know, for which candidate you're cheering. This is all going on your permanent record. So just keep that in mind.
I'll definitely do that.
How come you weren't planning on watching?
Because I have other things that I was planning on doing.
Yeah, but what's more important than, you know, watching the debates? One of these people could be our next president.
This is true.
Yeah, well, what things were you going to do instead that are so important?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I have to put it into your permanent file, so choose your words carefully.
Right. Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, no, you can't hang up on the HOA. That'll be another violation.
And I'm hanging up, and okay. I'm going to have my dinner, because okay. It's right in front of me.
What are you having for dinner?
I'm having salmon, and it's getting cold, and shrimp, so...
Where did you get the salmon from?
I don't know. My husband bought it, so...
Oh, he bought it from a store?
Yeah, but we cooked it. I don't know where he bought it from, but
why didn't he just go fishing and, you know, just catch it fresh? It's a lot better that way.
Yeah, well, maybe one of these days we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Is your husband there? Can I talk to him?
He's not going to want to talk to you.
Well, why not?
He's eating because he's in the middle of dinner.
Oh, he sounds like a damn communist.
All righty. You have a great evening.
Oh.
Hi, Bill?
Yeah, you know my name. Who are you?
This is Richard. I'm with Cox Communications.
Yeah, what about it?
And, well, the reason I'm calling is we had a little bit of a system issue, and we traced it back to your phone line.
I don't believe that. And I don't have any. You may have one. I don't have one.
Well, right. It's creating a feedback loop, and it's just running throughout the system. So you're the source of it, so you're not going to really notice any problems.
Uh-huh. And well, I'll tell you what. I've never had this happen before, and can you authenticate yourself?
How would you like me to authenticate myself?
Well, I tell you, maybe you could give me some information about my relationship with Cox.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it's just a simple fix. I mean, I can give you my employee ID number if you would like, but it's either this or we unfortunately are going to have to disable your phone service temporarily.
Mm-hmm. You're going to disengage my telephone service.
Correct.
And what can they come to the house, to the box outside?
Well, yeah. I mean, a crew's going to have to come out and do all kinds of work, but there's actually kind of a shortcut. It's a simple fix that, you know, we can do to avoid shutting off your service. And that's actually the reason I'm calling. I was just hoping that you'd be willing to help us out.
I don't understand why. Just a moment.
Hey, can you tell your wife to just shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Look. We're in the process of taking care of some business right now ourselves. So I don't know what your problem is. Tell me what it is, and if it's something I can do it for you, maybe I'd do it. But
okay. Well, I don't know why you're getting such an attitude with me. Like, I was calling just to help you out.
Well, I'll tell you what. We get so many calls, unsolicited calls, from everybody.
Well, I'm not asking for any information. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not asking for money.
I understand what you're saying.
And your wife's in the background just yammering away. Look, it's a simple fix. It's either this, or we have to shut off your phone.
Well, tell me what the fix is, then.
Okay, well, your phone, it's actually leaking decibels, so it's a simple fix. All we would need you to do is just, do you have any aluminum foil in the house?
Yes. No, I don't think, well, I don't know. Go ahead. I don't know. Just tell me what it is.
Well, we would need you to pull off just like, a sheet enough to wrap your phone in aluminum foil.
No.
And again, it's only temporary.
Wrap which phone? The house phone? The landline?
Yeah.
Huh.
And
what's that going to do?
Well, it's gonna be a temporary stop. It'll stop the leak.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll let us reset the system.
Okay.
All right. And otherwise, it's going to be a bunch of work that we're going to have to do, and your phone line will probably be down for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have to, interrupt your internet service as well.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, now, you say you're with Cox.
Correct.
And where are you located physically?
I'm over here in the store.
Which store?
The Cox Communications store.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I haven't heard anything locally from anybody.
Right. It's creating an error in the whole network, so it's kind of spotty, depending
and
on
how,
where you are.
It's interesting. It's interesting because when I have my phone off, is it still doing that?
Yeah, because it's a leak in the phone line itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I guess the point is, if it's the phone line, then it wouldn't seem to make any difference whether the phone was in use or not.
Okay, well, you don't know how phones work, so just quit being a smartass and get some aluminum foil.
Hey, look, let's don't get out of well. I'll put aluminum foil on one of the phones for you, maybe, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you wrap your phone in aluminum foil, I can tell you if it stops a leak. Like, it'll be pretty instantaneous.
Oh, is that right?
So if you do it while we're on the phone, I can...
Let me see if I can find a piece of aluminum foil.
All right, hurry up.
Like I said, we don't necessarily... Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't.
All right.
And you can do it with me on the phone, huh?
Yeah, if you do it, I'll be able to tell. Like, I can just, send a test ping and...
Honey, just a minute. Okay, I'll tell you what. We don't need the phone, okay?
All right.
If you're gonna shut it all down, we'll have to live with it, and that'd just be the way it is.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, it's going to be 3 or 4 days.
Well, that's something I'll be complaining with Cox about real quickly.
Yeah. Well, I gave you the opportunity to help us out, so if you're just going to keep up the attitude...
Well, let me ask you this. Here's the question.
And I'll tell you I'll go ahead and just shut your internet off, too, because, I don't need this crap. Like, I extended an olive branch, and I gave you every opportunity to help us out, so...
You still couldn't distinguish yourself different from someone that just calls me up and wants some information about my financial affairs or about my
email. Did I ask you one question about your financial affairs, you idiot? I didn't ask you for anything.
Hey, look, that's the second time. Yeah, you call me an idiot, okay?
You're being an idiot.
Huh?
Well, you're being an
idiot. I'm not an idiot. I am 77 years old, and I've seen a lot of crap go through the pipe, and I don't necessarily... like the way you're being very demanding about what you're looking for.
Crap through the pipe.
Hmm?
Crap through the pipe.
You know what I mean. I would think you could figure that out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and just shut off your phone and your internet. And I think while I'm at it, I'm just going to delete you from the phone book as well.
Okay, you're going to do that too, huh?
Yeah, which, that means you won't be able to vote.
I won't be able to vote?
Yeah, I mean, that's state law. If you're not in the phone book, you can't vote.
I see.
So you made this choice,
well,
so I'm going to go ahead and just remove you from the voter
rolls. I'm not going to do anything with you, but I'll sure as hell be talking to the Cox guy as soon as he's on the line tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, well, I'm
going to... So you just shut everything down, and I'll make note of it, and we'll figure out who did this, okay?
All right, well, I'll let him know that, you know, some asshole is going to be calling and complaining.
Well, you can tell him anything you want, but be sure to remind him to remind him who's doing the talking here. That's you.
By the way, how are you going to call?
You're the one with the dirty names.
How are you going to call? You're not going to have a phone.
Don't worry about it.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Tong Tong?
I'm speaking.
Hi, Tong Tong. It's Winston with the HOA.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I was just calling to make sure that you're all set up to watch the debate tonight.
Debate?
Yeah, you know, the Democratic debate. It's on TV in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll watch it, yeah.
Yeah, see that you do, because, you know, all the residents here are required to watch.
Required to watch? Are you kidding?
No, definitely not. You didn't get the newsletter we sent out a couple weeks ago?
No, I did not get any newsletter.
Oh, well, yeah, you and all the other residents here, you know, you must watch.
Okay.
It's a requirement.
Okay, I'll watch tonight. Okay.
And, you know, don't even think about, you know, trying to get away with not watching, because, you know, we've got special powerful microphones set up to, you know, record all the audio from within your house tonight.
Record audio from my house?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the special microphones set up. They're trained right at your house and everyone else's. And we're going to be...
I don't think so. Are you kidding me?
No, definitely. No, this is no joking matter. We're going to be recording, you know, because we need to...
Let my son talk to you, because I don't understand how this is going to work.
Should we be calling the police?
Hello?
Hello. Should we be calling the police?
No,
this... There might not be microphones in our house, because someone set them up.
I think you misunderstand. This is Winston. I'm with the HOA.
HOA?
Yeah, why are there microphones set up in our house?
You know, I mean, I guess you guys didn't get the newsletter that we sent, but we're going to be monitoring, you know, which candidate you cheer for and what kind of things you're discussing.
What should we do?
Okay, yeah. And so what happens if we don't watch the, you know?
Well, I mean...
Well, what if I, like, play, you know, just some, like, a random track of us cheering, but we're not actually there?
Oh, no. We have sophisticated software. We're going to be able to detect if it's, you know, just some kind of recording.
I think so.
And besides, we're going to be sending out the quiz in a few days anyways, so, you know, there's going to be a written... There's going to be a written quiz as well that you're going to have to fill out, so...
I have Google.
Oh, okay, well, if you think you're going to get away with cheating, you can try it, but just keep in mind, if we catch you, there's going to be a $75 treason fee.
Okay.
So it's a lot easier to just watch the debates and pay attention, and, you know...
What if we forget?
It's on in, like, 5 minutes, you idiot. How are you going to forget?
The debate is 5 minutes.
Just turn on the TV.
The content of the debate. Surely you're asking us about the content of the debate, right?
Listen here, you damn asshole. Just quit, you know, trying to get away with things and find loopholes. Just sit down and watch the debate.
Hello?
Oh, is this the son again?
Yeah.
You're the one that lives there with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just so you know, there's going to be a $35 fee for hanging up the phone on me.
I have a fee for hanging up the phone.
Yeah. I'm with the HOA. You can't just hang up on me like that. I don't think you know how things work around here.
I don't think that's a requirement.
Yeah, well, you should look through the HOA charter sometime.
HOA charter? Never heard of
it. I got called an asshole on the phone.
Yeah, well, you're being an asshole.
How?
Because you said you were going to cheat and read a transcript and Google
things.
Well,
if I read the transcript, isn't the same thing? What if I'm, like, sick this day and I can't really, you know, watch the debate?
It's on in 5 minutes. You're not sick. Just sit down, turn the TV on, and we're going to know if you're watching, because we're monitoring all the audio in your house.
That's impossible.
And don't even think about cheering for that Elizabeth Warren, you know.
What if we don't have cable? How are you going to watch a debate without cable?
You're the one with the internet. Figure it out. Smart guy. Just get on Google. Hello?
Yes?
Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's on in a few minutes.
Well, what, watch the thing, okay? I don't understand why there's actually, like, you know, well, why we, you know, have to watch anything on Quiz Us.
Because
we're going to watch it anyway.
Because,
but, like, the quiz part and, like, the, you know, the fine is kind of weird.
Because this is America. You need to, you know, participate in our democracy. The president said, you know, you either watch the debate or you can get the hell out. Go back to your country.
Let me go back to my country. I was born here.
Yeah, well.
What accent? I am actually here.
Sounds Norwegian.
Well, call police. Are you threatening us?
No, there's no threat. Police? There's no threat. I never threat. What threat?
You said to go back to a country. That is threatening.
That's not a threat. That's what the president said.
Okay?
That's what the president said. I'm just repeating what the president said.
You're not welcome to call us.
That's not a threat. That's a quote.
It's a threat. It is a threat.
No, it's quoting President Trump.
Quoting President Trump. Oh.
Yeah.
And call him. Why not call him? Why call us? Call Trump.
What are you talking about?
Hello.
Hi, Rosemary?
No, it isn't. This is a new number. I think this was Rosemary's old number, and she's never changed it for... I get calls for her all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting story, Rosemary, but, you know, you need to just quit lying to me.
What?
You need to just quit lying.
My name is Joe Lynn Ross.
Oh, bullcrap,
and I am
Rosemary.
Not lying.
Come on, Rosemary. Just quit.
Hello?
Hi, Linda?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I was just calling because... We detected that you're not watching the debate that's on the TV right now.
The debate on the TV?
Yeah, you know, the Democratic debate that's on right now.
Why are you calling me? Why is my homeowners association calling me about watching the debate? What I would like.
Well, you're supposed to be watching it. That's why I'm calling. We've got the special microphone set up. And we were listening in, and it doesn't sound like you're watching the debate. You've got something else on. And you just need to...
Well, you know, that's my priority. The Homeowners Association should not be used to call people and dictate what we are watching on TV. Thank you.
Well,
bye.
That's what we're doing. Hey, don't hang up on me, Linda. You just calm yourself, okay? Yourself, because you're speaking with the HOA.
You
need to show me some respect, because I'm with the HOA. Don't talk over me. Now, you need to just turn the channel.
No, wait a minute. You have to
Linda,
show me.
Linda, you
no.
just, Linda, you just
no.
calm down.
You listen, you listen to me. I don't need the stress from the HOA.
Linda?
I don't need the stress from the HOA. I am trying to calm down.
Okay, just take a deep breath. Just take a deep
no,
breath.
No, I am not talking to you anymore.
Linda,
goodbye.
Linda, you're going to get a $75 treason fee if you don't change.
Hello?
Hi, Orlando?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I'm just calling because we were playing back the recording a few minutes ago, just kind of skimming through it, and it shows here that you weren't watching the debate tonight.
What debate?
The Democratic debate. You know, it was on the TV for the past few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't tune in. Like, we were playing back the recording that we took of the audio from your house. And we skimmed through it, and you weren't watching?
I don't think so.
What do you mean? You don't remember?
Not on purpose.
You don't remember?
Who am I talking to?
This is Winston with the HOA.
Oh, okay.
So why didn't you watch?
I don't know. My wife. I wasn't home. So.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't even on. Like, we had the microphones pointed at your house, you know, listening in. And you didn't even have, or your wife didn't even have the TV on. Like, she didn't even tune into it. And you know,
which
that's...
Which microphones are you talking about?
Oh, you know, this the special high-powered microphones that we have that, you know, just can record audio inside your house.
Yeah, okay.
And you know...
All right.
I mean, I guess you weren't home, but what's your wife's excuse? Because you know that's a violation of the HOA charter, right?
Well, she wasn't home either.
Oh, don't lie to me. Come on. I mean...
She wasn't home.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that's a lie. I mean, we picked up audio, like, we could hear people or someone moving around, and, like, the TV was on for a while.
Who are you?
This is Winston.
Winston? I don't know Winston. Do I know you?
We've never met personally. I just work for the HOA. But we have the audio, okay. And, you know, like, we could hear the TV on and everything, but it wasn't tuned into the debate. So we're going to go ahead and just put the $75 treason fee on your account.
No. We're not going to pay it. What are you talking about?
Well, it's either that or you're going to be up for eviction. Because you're in clear violation.
I could be for eviction. I live here.
What?
I live here. How can I be up for eviction?
Well, you have to abide by the HOA charter and the bylaws. You better quit laughing. This is no joke. This is a serious matter.
I'm not laughing. I'm just confused.
Okay, well, I can clearly hear you laughing.
It's not about the debate. I'm just confused. You're calling me at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, the debate just ended a little while ago.
Oh, boy.
And you would know that if you weren't a treasonous scumbag.
How did you get my phone number?
You're on the directory. We have all the phone numbers. Every resident here.
Okay.
Kind of dumb question.
Who's my neighbor then? Well, God,
look, this isn't about your neighbor. It's about you and your dumb wife. You know
what? Whoa! You just call my wife dumb?
Yeah, she's dumb. Come on, I mean, between you and me, she's pretty dumb, right?
No, she's not. She's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, she's a woman. How smart could she be?
I'm not sure.
All right, so listen, I'm willing to waive the treason fee if you tune in tonight, too.
Yeah, you need to waive it, man. Just waive it.
Okay, but you have to promise me that you're going to tune into tomorrow's debate, because, you know, there's another debate tomorrow night. 10 more candidates.
Okay, what's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard.
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So just tune in tomorrow night. It's on at 5 o'clock. And no more excuses this time. And, you know, don't even think about trying to get away with it because, you know, we're going to be recording all the audio. We're listening.
Are you recording every house or just my house?
All of them. We have the high-powered microphone set up to record audio and then, you know, inside everybody's house in the neighborhood.
How is that possible?
Technology? It's pretty easy. I mean, it's just for record-keeping purposes and, you know, make sure everyone's, you know, complying with the bylaws and, you know, just got to make sure everything's on the up and up.
All right. Okay.
All right. So night two, motherfucker. 5 o'clock tomorrow.
It's awesome.
All right.
Whoever the fuck you are.
All right. Go back to bed.
All right.
Good night, honey. I love you.
Suck a dick, bitch. Good night. Love you, bitch.
I love you.
Bye.
Hey, that's not nice. I said I love you.
Hello?
Hi, G?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Richard with the phone company.
Yeah. What is this about?
And I'm just calling because we had a little bit of a system issue with our network, and we were able to trace it back to your phone. So we were hoping you could just give us a hand so we can get this situated.
So what's the problem?
So it turns out that there's a leak in the system. Your phone is actually leaking decibels, and it's a pretty easy fix. I can walk you through it.
Okay.
And it's kind of disrupting the whole network. So, yeah, we're really hoping you can help us out, because otherwise we're going to have to turn off your phone line temporarily.
This is interesting. Why my phone interrupted the whole network? I don't understand this.
It's because your phone is leaking decibels. And it's a pretty easy fix. All you need to do is, do you have any tin foil in the house?
Tin foil.
Yeah, or aluminum foil.
Yeah. Let me see. Do we have aluminum foil? Yeah, we have aluminum foil. Yeah.
Okay, great. So all I need you to do is just pull off a sheet of it enough to wrap your phone in.
my phone, but my phone is, you mean just regular telephone or just, I have a...
Yeah, your phone.
Wireless.
This is not the
cordless phone. So how do you wrap the cordless phone?
Yeah, you'll just need to wrap the handset in aluminum foil. And that'll prevent the leak. You know, it'll stop the decibels from leaking out.
So what if, hold on a second. If I say I just unplug, this is only happening to cordless phone, but what about the regular phone?
Oh, it's happening. It's happening from all your phones in the house. So if you have a landline and a cordless, whatever the case, you'll need to wrap all of them with tin foil. And it's only temporary. It's just so that we can reset the system. But first we have to stop the leak.
I'm kind of confused. Why this is only happened to my phone?
We traced the leak back to your house, so it's just coming from your phones. And like I said, it's only temporary. We just need you to pull off a sheet of aluminum foil and
But this is why this is my phone. I don't understand. I don't think so. I'm a physicist. But I don't think this has nothing to do with my phone.
Oh, no, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with physics, sir. I could, just quit being a smarty pants.
No.
It's either this or we're going to shut your phone off. So, I mean, it's kind of up to you.
Shut the phone off. I don't care. Shut the phone off. I'll talk to the cop.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Well, you know what? If you keep that attitude up, we'll just go ahead and disable your internet, too.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're going to be without phone and internet. So good luck being, back in the dark ages.
I'm going to talk to the Cox.
Well, they're not going to be able to help you. They're not going to be able to help you.
Hello?
Hi, Paola?
Hello?
Hi, Paola?
This is Patricia. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Winston with the HOA?
HOA?
Yeah, the Homeowners Association.
Okay, yes.
And I'm just calling because it shows here on the report that you guys didn't stand for the national anthem during the debate.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, you're over there on Thornberry, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Which national anthem and when?
During the Democratic debate, they played the national anthem before it started. And it shows here on our sensors that you and Paolo didn't stand.
Are you kidding me?
Kidding you about what? No, of course not.
So, well, first of all, who are you to say that? I'm going to report this call to the police.
No, this isn't a police matter.
Which kind of sensor do you have to look at us so that you can see? First of all, we didn't see the debate.
We have high-powered motion sensors set up around the neighborhood to detect movement inside everybody's houses. And it shows here that you two didn't stand during the debate. And did you just say that you didn't even watch it?
So, can I have your name, please?
My name's Winston. I already gave you that.
Winston, okay. Is that a joke?
It's definitely not a joke. This is a very serious matter. You're in violation of the HOA charter right now. Because number one,
in violation of what?
You're in violation of the HOA charter. The bylaws. Like you're out of compliance. Number one.
What are you saying? I think you're just pulling our leg.
No,
and
ma'am.
This is not true. I'm going.
Ma'am, this is a very serious matter. We're going to be charging you a $75 treason fee.
What? Because we didn't watch the debate?
Yeah, correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Everybody in the neighborhood was required to watch the debate. And you just admitted to me that you did not watch it.
Say who and when did you send this out? When did you... I think this is still a democracy. Okay, I'm going to hang
up. No, it's in the HOA charter. This doesn't have anything to do with democracy. It's in the contract that you signed when you moved here. So you're in clear violation of that, so we're going to be sending you a $75 treason fee.
Okay, yeah, send it over. That's fine.
Hey, is that Paolo?
Send the fine over, okay.
Is that Paolo in the background?
Yes.
Well, you just tell him to shut the fuck up, because this conversation is between me and you.
No, this conversation is between us three because we are the owner of the house.
Yeah, but I can't have him yammering in the background.
Winston, I think this is harassment, really.
I'm not harassing you. I'm with the HOA. I'm just calling to let you know that, you know, we detected that you didn't stand, and you admitted it. So, it's all on record now. You admitted that you didn't even tune in, and that's a clear violation.
Why should I...
Okay.
Why should I...
Hey, get on the phone, asshole. Either talk into the phone or just shut up.
Okay, let's cut it.
Hey, just so you know, hanging up on the HOA, that's another $35 fee.
Okay, send us the fine, and we will bring it to court. Send us the fine. Send us a copy of the contract that you say we have violated.
Well, you're not going to stand a chance in court.
Okay. Well, send us the fine with the motivation, and we will fight you in court. Okay, I think it's our right.
No, well, you signed the contract, so you don't have a leg to stand on.
Okay, well, in any case, send the fine to us. Okay, send us the fine.
Keep in mind that tomorrow is another debate, so if you don't tune into that one, that's going to be another. That's going to be another. Hey, don't talk over me. Don't talk over me. I'm just letting you know there's going to be another $75 fee.
Pardon me?
There's going to be another $75 treason fee if you don't tune into tomorrow's debate. So just keep that in mind.
So it's $75 plus $35. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Well, you're already getting the $75 fee for...
Send it over.
I'm just saying there's going to be another one if you don't tune in tomorrow night, because there's two debates, and one of them's on tomorrow at 5. Wait, hold on.
Send me the
8
time.
O'clock. Yeah, it's going to be on at 8 o'clock. You're in that time zone.
Okay, I think you are really... I'm going to report you to the police because you cannot call me at this time. You are arresting me.
It's not against the law to call you at this time.
Please,
what are you talking about?
Stop the call and don't call me back.
Hey, quit yelling at me. You need to just...
I cannot even hear you clearly. I mean, you're breaking up. I cannot even hear you.
You need to...
Just send the fine if you think that this is right.
You can't even hear me?
And we will pay, okay?
You can't hear me because you won't shut up and let me talk for a second.
I cannot hear you. You're breaking up.
Well, what's wrong with your piece of shit phone?
I cannot hear you. You're breaking up. The conversation is not intelligible.
Can you really not hear me? Hello,
I'm going to hang up now.
Hello, ma'am?
Okay?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Bye.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I still breaking up?
No, you're not breaking up anymore.
Oh, that was so weird. Something's going on with my audio system tonight. Like, people can't hear me, and I don't know. How do I sound now?
Now you sound fine.
I sound fine now?
Yes.
Okay, testing 1, 2. How does that sound? Does that sound nice and clear?
Yes.
Ah, thanks. Hey, I said thanks for helping me...
You're welcome.
Thanks for helping me.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, because sometimes I have audio issues and it's really annoying. And Biggs isn't always around to help me, so.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to be my new technical director?
No.
Oh, come on. It's a pretty decent job, you know?
No. Okay, look, can we stop the conversation now? I have to go to bed. Tomorrow I have a long day.
Well, you don't know what you're missing out on. Like, don't turn it down. Let me explain. Like, you get to help me troubleshoot all my audio issues and make sure that everything's running okay for my prank call show that I do.
So that's a show?
Yeah, it's a prank call show that I do. And, you know, I'm offering you the job of technical director.
No, thank you.
Are you sure? It's, you know, three figures.
I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
It's six figures, though. How are you going to turn that down?
No, okay. Please don't.
Come on, that's got to be more than you make now.
Okay.
Hey, by the way,
don't call me back.
By the way, which candidate are you supporting? Like, who do you think is going to be a good president?
I'm not going to tell you that. Okay.
Come on. Do you think it's Tulsi or maybe Bernie Sanders?
Good night.
That Andrew Yang, you know, he's got that universe. Aw, that'll do it for tonight's Democratic debate. Thanks to Cody Anderson Cooper for the introduction, and thank you, Tentac, for helping me keep my teeth white enough to distract from my fake smile and soulless eyes. Good night, America.
I want clean water, you're being ridiculous. I like fresh air, you're being absurd. I guess I oughta, guys, don't be assholes. Forget to care, better than petulance. I dig plant farmers, narcissists. Not GMO, it's not that big a deal. And marijuana needs further study. Just let it grow.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know
second
that.
Of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.